we're up to Lamed Dalet on the base. Tana Rabbanan. Kida alapayim. These are different kinds of bowing. Kida, you don't lay flat out, but you're what's it called, just with your face down. Shenemar vatikol basheva apayim eretz. Kriya al birkayim. Kriya is where you just bend your knees. Shenemar mechroa al birkoth, that you don't put your face down either. Hishtachavoa zupishut yadayim raglayim. When it says hishtachavoa, then you're laying flat out. Shenemar havo novo anivi imecho v'achecho l'shtachavo slecho arza. Ashmi hishtachavoa is totally on the ground. Omer abchia bereid rav huna, chazinu lehu l'abaye v'rova, dematzlu atzluye. When they would fall on their face, for I guess for tachnun or whatever, when they were davening, and that's one of the ways of davening, the ishtachava, so they would go on their side a little bit. Rashi, arza lashon mishtateyach mashma. It's mashma that you're prone completely on the ground. The matzlu atzluye. They didn't fall mamish prostrate on the ground. They went a little bit on their side. Omer avchia bereider avhuna chazino lehu labaye v'rova dematzlu atzliy. Tani chada hakorea b'holdoa harizem mishubach. One brisa says that somebody who's korea in holdoa, that's mishubach. It's good to be korea in holdoa. Tanya Ida Chareza Meguna. And another Brisa says that it's not a good thing. It's Meguna. Lokash. Ha betchila ha levasov. It depends if you're being Korea in the beginning of Hodor and the end of Hodor. Rava Kora Behodor, Tchila Vasov. Rava Lamaisa was Korea Behodor in the beginning and in the end. Amri Le Rabban and Amaiko Ovid Mar Hochi. Why are you being Korea both in the beginning and the end? Omer lehu chazino l'Rav Nachman dekora v'chazino l'Rav Sheshes dekoavet hachi. Right, I saw both Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes do the same thing. They also were Korea in Hodor tchila v'sof. V'atanya haKorea b'Hodor reivus meguna. The Brisa says l'maisa that in Hodor, if you're Korea, it's meguna. And we said that before that either. It's what's it called? It's only Meguna if you're Korea Besof. If you're Korea Betchila, then it's Meshubah. But he was Korea both beginning and end, so one of them has to be Meguna. So how can he do both? Where it says, Ahi Behodor Shebahal. No. In Hodor of Shemone Esrei, it's always good, beginning or end. However, where it says it's Meguna, that's the Hodor of Halel. For Hatanya, we'll see one second what that Hodor is. For Hatanya, HaKorea. Behodor uvaholdor shall harize meguna. Says if you're korea behodor or in the holdor of halal is meguna. So the first holdor must be shmon esrei, and there must be a kind of kriya in holdor of shmon esrei that's meguna. So it can't. It has to be either the beginning or the end. So if you're korea both, one of them is meguna. Well, it says ki tanya hi behodor de birkas hamazon. There's a third holdor that's not proper to bow in. That's the holdor of birkas hamazon bench. So there's two hodors that you don't bow in, and if you do, it's meguna. That's the hodor of Halil and the hodor of Birkas HaMazon. But the hodor of Shemona Esrei, both beginning and end, there you could be Korea. Bitchila Korea. The beginning, that's a good thing to be. That's what we thought in the beginning, that if you were Korea in the beginning of hodor, Modim, that's proper. But in the end of hodor, Hatov Shimcha, there it's not proper. In the end, the Gemara says Rava was Korea both times. Now, it's obvious that Rava didn't have the girsa in the Mishnah, according to Rava, that the Hodor, Tchila V'Sof, and in the Brice over here, Tana Rabbanan, Elu Brocha Shalom Shocha Bohem, Bo'avos Tchila V'Sof, Bo'Hodor Tchila V'Sof. So obviously, he didn't have that girsa in the Brice, Bo'Hodor Tchila V'Sof, because he wouldn't have had to say that I saw Rav Nachman do it and I saw Rav Sheshes do it. There's a very short price that says, Hodor, you're Korea, Tchila V'Sof.
Maybe Korea is from the Berkayim.
What?
Maybe he is from the Berkayim.
I don't know. It's, it didn't say it was any kind of different shochet. It says, what's it called? Yeah, that's different kinds of kriya, but then the Gemara should have said that what's it called that the Gemara's not mashma. There's a difference between shocha and korea. That's what it is. In other words, what's it called? The way that your shocha is called kriya. And there's a difference. In any case, but the Rishonim where I say that Rava didn't have that brisa, didn't know that brisa, or he didn't have a girsa in the brisa tchil of a son. So he only did it because he saw other Amoraim doing it, not because there's a beferish of brisa that says like that. From the Gemara is also mashma that the Gemara didn't take that brisa into consideration b'chla. Okay, because it had a half a minute to say that you don't do a tchil of a son. That one of them is magun. It's here. Okay, so like we said, the Rashba and the Rosh say that Rava wasn't goris that brisa of Hodah Tchil of Asov, and therefore, what's it called, was a chiddush that Rava did, that he was Korea in Hodah Tchil of Asov. The Ravid says that what the Gemara is talking about is not the Hodah of Shmone Esrei, the regular Hodah, but it's talking about Modim Darabona. That's a separate thing from the Chalau. The whole Shiloh over here, whether you're Korea or not, is by Modim Durabona. Okay. And here, Lamaisa, by Modim Durabona, there are some Shitas that hold that also you're Korea Tchila Vesof, even though there's no Brocha in the end. But in Boruch Kel Ha'odaos, you also are Korea. That's the Rambam Shita. And some say that by Modim Durabona, Taki, you're only Korea in the beginning. That this is talking about regular modim. There you do a beginning and end. And in modim d'rabbanan, you only bow what's it called in the beginning. What's it called? The Shulchan Aruch says, Taka, that you korei in the beginning, but it's good to do in the end also. Okay, the Maisa, our minig is to only be korei by modim in modim d'rabbanan in the beginning. The Rav Shura Gaon says you can do either way. And the Mari Abuav brings down that by Modim Durabonon, right, there was a minig to be Korea the whole time, throughout the whole Modim, to keep yourself bent down till you finish, from beginning to end. And the Ramah also brings down such a thing. Okay, some say that by Modim Durabonon, you don't bend your knees and bow down, right, but you just move your head. You bow your head down without your knees. And the Magen Avraham, it's a Bach, and the Magen Avraham says it's called Gufo. Not just your head, but you bow over your whole body. But it could be that you watch it called, don't bend your knees, Taka by Modim Drabonon, just either your head or your body, but not your knees. And the Gra says that, like we do, the Maisa, our minig is Taka like the Gra, that you bow Modim Anachnu Loch, when you say Shatohu Hashem, you watch it called, you get up. Just like by the other things, Baruch Atah Hashem, you get up by Hashem. Here also, when you say Shem Hashem, you get up. Okay, which kriyas does the Gemara say is not proper? It's not proper to be Korea in Hallel and Birkas HaMazon. So which Hallel is this talking about? Where is there a place in Hallel that you could be Korea? So the Meiri says that it's talking about the Hallel, not Hallel Mamish. But in the Haggadah, when you say Noda Lechashir Chadash, which is part of the Halal of the Haggadah, that's where it's a half a minute to say you should bow, and the Maisa it's Megun if you bow there. Or some say that it's talking about the Siyum of Halal. When you say Kilecha Tov Lahodos, well, the Shimcha Noel Zamir, there'd be a half a minute to say that you should bow down over there by Lahodos, and the Gemara says that it's Megun, it's not the proper thing to do. And I saw some say that it's having to say Hodu Lashem Kitov to bow, and there also it's Meguna to do. So there's no bowings in Hallel. In Birkas HaMazon, the Ritva says, where would be the place that you would think you should bow? And it's not proper. In Al Hakol, Anachnu Modim Loch. Right? There it says also, Modim Loch. I would think that you should bow down there. Kamash Malon, you don't. And the reason is that in all these cases, Modim is not the lashon of bowing. In Shmone Esrei, modim means to bow. But in other places, it just means, what's it called, shevach. It's not, modi means that we thank you, it doesn't mean we bow to you. The Rabbeinu Yonah brings down a third case that the Gemara doesn't mention, where also it's not proper to bow, even though you say modim, and that's in Nishmas. L'cho anachnu modim in Nishmas also is not proper to bow. And the Beis Yosef says also in Nishmas, another place, that you would think you should bow and you shouldn't, and that's v'chol koma l'fanecho tishtachadeh. And all those cases also are not Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, where we're bowing to the Rabbeinu Shalom, just we're praising him. And therefore there's no place to bow there. The Ritva, on the other hand, holds that in Nishmas you could bow, because it's not a tefillah kavua, right? It's not a tefillah that mamish is a kviyas that you have to say, and therefore, what's it called? You're allowed to bow in those things, and the Shulchan Aruch Taka brings down a whole sif in the Shulchan Aruch that you should not bow in L'cho Anachnu Modim in Nishmas. It's Megunah. Okay. Amispal v'tos simin ralo. Person who davens and he makes a mistake in davening. His davening is doesn't flow. So it's a bad simin. It's a simin that his davening is not accepted. V'im shliach tzibur hu, if he's a shliach tzibur, simin ralo sholcha. V'tnei sheshlucho shaladim kamosa. If he's a shliach tzibur, then it's a bad simin for those that sent him. Because by shliach tzibur, shlucho shaladim kamosa. So I saw that the Achronim here speak about, what's it called? How could shlucho shaladim kamosa by shliach tzibur? It's only mile. Halach is mile lo mimsri lo shliach. So the truth is that they say, Lamai says, I don't know what the kasha is. The Nora Yehuda speaks about this, because Lamai says, mile lo mimsri lo shliach is only that one shliach can't appoint another shliach for something that's only words. But here we're talking about the original shliach himself can be a shliach on words. Beyond that, that's only where the shlichus has to be some kind of chalos. So then if you're only mimune on the words part, that can't, right, you can't then make a chalos after that. But here, the whole shlichus is the words. There's no chalos, it's just tefillah. It's more of a gather of shomea ka'oneh. Right, that listening to him say is like you said. Right, also is arevus. The mitzvah is the words. Right, like by what's it called, by Kriyas HaMegillah or whatever. So here the whole concept of mile l'mimsri l'shliach doesn't apply. Shlucho shalom kamoso, the shliach tzibur, is a shliach hatzibur for the mitzvah of tefillah. That is the mitzvah. So here, l'chara, for sure, everybody holds that shlucho shalom kamoso could be even by words. Omar Amru Allah Arab Khanina Bendosa, Shayim Ispal Alacholim, the Omar Zechai Vizemes. Rabbi Khanina Mendosa would daven for people who were sick, and he would say, this one is alive and this one is dead. Not Ze Yichya Vizeyamus. This one's gonna live and this one's die. When he davened, he knew already, right, if he was successful or not, whether the person was still alive or not, like we'll see from the Maisim in the Gemara. Omar lo Minayin Atayodeya, how do you know if the guy's still alive or not? If I know that my tefillah flows without any hesitation, then I know that what's it called, that it was accepted. And if not, I know that either, Rashi says, the tefillah is maturif, that I know that it's not accepted, or I know the person is maturif, right? That the person is not going to survive. And the Aruch says, Miturif Miloshin Treif. I know the guy is headed for die. Okay. Rashi. Im Shkura, Im Sidura Tfilasi Vithi, the Merutza. If it flows without hesitation, the Eini Nichshol, and I don't stumble in it. Utchinasi Novas Milibi, LP, and it comes from my heart right to my mouth without any hesitation between. Call Masha Nichofitz Laharich B'Tachanunim. Whatever I want to, what's it called, say in my Tachanunim, comes from my heart and is realized in my mouth without hesitation. Then I know my tefillah is accepted. Shumeturif Hachol. So one shot is Meturif is that the Chol is Meturif. Meturif can mean that he's being agitated. He's not going to survive. Or like we said, the Aruch says, Miloshin Treifa, he's a goner. Loshen Acher, Loshen Torfin lo Tfilah so b'fonim. It's not going on the Chol, it's going on the Tfilah. Right? The Tfilah is true Mitura. Kolomer ha Tfilah, shehispallu Allah Miturethes, utrudo mimenu ve'ena mekubelas. The Tfilah itself is doesn't have effect on the person. It's removed from the person. It doesn't make its mark. It doesn't have an effect on the person that was davening for. Okay. Mara says, ahai. Okay, what's it called? Where do you have to have kavon? Okay, you have to have mispal v'tov. Where was he toa, in which part of his tefillah, that he knew that something was wrong? Omrav Chiyah, Omrav Safra, Mishum Chad Devei Rebbe, Ba'avos. The Iker Tfila, where you have to have Kavana, and therefore if you didn't have Kavana, didn't come out okay, then it's a Simin Ra, is Ba'avos. Iker Demasni La Braisa, Hamispal, Tzor Shechavanis Libo Bekula. Right, Braisa says a person who daven should have Kavana in all the brachas. Then Eino Yochel Lechavin Bekula, if he can't have Kavana in all the brachas, then Yechavanis Libo Ba'achas. Then at least in one of them he should have kavanah. Amrav Chiya, Amrav Safra, Mishum Chad, Devei Rebbe Ba'avos. And that one should be Ba'avos. Okay. Nachshi. Ahai, Behechu Be'ezim Min HaBrachos Havitos B'Simin Ra. Which of the brachos that if you don't say it fluently, right, then it's a Simin Ra. So that's Avos. Shehu Tchilas HaTfila, Remes Hu She'en Chofetz Ba. It's the beginning of the tefillah, the beginning of everything, like we always say, is the foundation of everything that comes after. So if you made a mistake in Avos already, it's like you made a mistake in the whole Shmoneh Esrei. So that's a bad simon. The Marsha says other reasons why Avos is more important. One is that it is right next to Geula. It's the bracha that samach Geula the tefillah. Secondly, your Korea in Avos, beginning and end. And thirdly, it has a lot of shemus of the Rabbanu Shlom. So for all those three reasons, Avos is special more than the other brachas. Okay. What is kavana in tefillah? What does that mean, kavana? What kind of kavana are we talking about? Person has to mechaven. Tzoros yechaven es libo bekula. So the Rashba says that it means that what you're saying and what you're thinking should be the same thing. You shouldn't be thinking about the baseball scores and davening Shmoneh Esrei. Should be thinking about what you're saying. That's the kavana that we're talking about here. But not the kavana of the mitzvah of tefillah, right? Not the kavana, like we have another mitzvah shvichas kavana, that I have to have kavana, that I'm mechayim a mitzvah. That's not what we're talking about. Here, the kavana, what we're talking about is that you're thinking what you're saying. That's one pshat. The Rashbat says that it's talking about kavana pirush hamilos. You have to know what you're saying. Right, you should have kavana that you're thinking the meaning of the words. The Rashba and the Ra'o and the Rosh all hold that from this Gemara's Mashma, that if you can't have kavana in Avos, or you didn't have kavana in Avos, you're not Yotzei Tefillah. And therefore they pass Kentaka that if you weren't Mechavin in Avos, either you didn't know the meaning of the words, or you were thinking about something else, right, whatever pshat in kavana is, you have to daven again. The Shibuli Aleket says that b'di'evid you yotze, even if you didn't have kavana, because like a korban you have to have lishma, you have to bring the korban for the sake of the korban that you're bringing, for the sake of the person that you're bringing it, but stam is also lishma. If you didn't have kavana, you just were makriv the korban stam, as long as you didn't bedafka bring it for a different purpose, a different kind of korban, you're yotze. So the Shibuli Aleket says that just like by korbanos, tefillahs connected korbanos, just like by korbanos, if you didn't have specific kavana, you just did it stam, you yotze, so too, by tefillah is also okay. B'chara, what's the machlokas, the Rosh and the Shibuli Aleket? So in by korbanos also, there's a big shaila. What that means, if you brought a korban stam, right, that you yotze. One opinion is that stama kilishma means, since a korban is omed, you are machdish the carbon to be an ola. So when you bring it stam, it's as if you were machavin as an ola. Stama is kilishma. It's not that stam is okay. Stam is not okay. But in this case, stam is just as if you were machavin lishma. If that's the case, then the Rashba and the Rosh are right. By Korbanos, you never can bring it without Kavana. You always have to have Kavana. Except by a Korban, even without Kavana, is considered like Kavana, since you are Makdish the Korban, and it's all made for that thing. If you bring it Stam, it's Mamash like you're Mechavan. But if you're not Mechavan, then once you go by Tfila, there's no such thing as Omeid Lishma, right? So Stam is Stam, and Stam doesn't work. And the Shibulei Aleket holds the other side. The other side is that as long as you didn't have Kavana opposite Kavana, without Kavana is good enough by a Korban. Stam is also okay. It's not that it's what's it called, it's as if you did it Lishma. It's as good as Lishma. Stam is Kalishma. Stam and Lishma are equal. You don't have to have Dafka Lishma. Stam is also okay. That's the case, and the Shibulei Aleket is right. Then by Shmoneh Esrei also, even if you didn't have Kavana, Stam, the Di'evan, it's okay, just like by a Korban. By a Korban also, L'chatchila, you have to Mechavan L'shma. But if you did it Stam, it's also okay. Memela by Shmoneh Esrei is also okay. That's what I think the Machlokas is dependent on. The Meiri, it's not the Kavana of Mitzvah, the Kavana of Tefillah. Right, not the Mitzvah of Tefillah, but the Kavana of Tefillah. He's also not the Mitzvah of the Korban. It's the name of the carbon, the whatever, the inyan of the carbon. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of the carbon. Okay, then the maisha, we had a sugya before that was mashma that watched it on Lamed Omid Beis, that if you didn't daven with kavana in the whole tefillah, you're not yotze. And here it's mashma that only in avos you need kavana. The chatchila you need in the whole tefillah, but in avos it's ma'akiv. There on Lamed Omid Beis it was mashma that Kavan is ma'akiv in the whole tefillah. So here there are what's it called a few different ways of understanding how these sugyas go together. The Meiri says that the sugyas takya argue. Over there the sugya holds that if you don't have Kavan in the whole tefillah, you're not yotzei tefillah. And here it says just in avos. L'chatchila in the whole tefillah, b'di'evid only in avos. And there's a machlokas in the sugyas, and there's a machlokas how we paskin. That's how the Meiri learns. Two different sugyas, completely big machlokas, and Shaila of who we pass like. Tosfos seems to say that the sugi over there is talking lechatchila, just like it says over here, lechatchila after mechavan and all the brachas, right? It's only that b'di'evid, if you weren't mechavan and avos, then it's makat b'di'evid. And there's no machlokas in the sugis. The sugi over there that says you have to mechavan and the whole tefillah is talking lechatchila, just like over here. B'di'evid, the sugi over here is mechadish that in avos it's ma'akiv. That's what's it called. That's how Tosfos thinks. The Gemara says that what's it called? The Aguda has a different girsa here. Our Gemara says be'avos. Yeah, at least yat mechaven in avos. He had a girsa be'avos uvahodah. There's two places in Shmona Esrei that it's that you have to have kavana. One is avos and one is modin. And the smak, therefore, based on this girsa, says the following. L'chatchila, you have to have kavana in the whole tefillah. B'di'evid, at least avos and hodah. And b'di'evid, dafka avos. Okay? So, in other words, here we're talking about a person, let's say, who's sick. Right? Not a person who's well, he could have kavana, he could have kavana. What's the b'di'evid over here? Right? But the idea is a person who's sick, and he pushes, he can't have kavana, he can't really concentrate on the whole Shmoneh Esrei. So then we tell him, if you can be concentrate at least on avos and hodah, fine. What if he can't even do that? He can only concentrate on one. The other ones, he just pasha can't do. So then the ikar is avos, not hodah. Okay. The other way is b'di'evit. In other words, if you weren't, l'chatchil ish mechavan everything. If you weren't, at least make it your business that you did avos and hodah that you did. And if even that not, at least what's it called avos is the one that's ma'akib b'di'evit. The tour in the name of the Rokeach brings down another aspect. And the Shabur also brings this down. L'chatchila yaf mechaven in the whole davening. If you can't, then at least make it your business to mechaven at the end of every bracha. If you're not mechaven in the beginnings of each bracha and the middle, okay, but at least the end of every bracha should have kavana. And if you can't do that, then at least avos and hodah. And if you can't do that, at least avos. But avos is the minimum. The Rambam brings down both of these things. In one place, mashma from the Rambam, that if you don't have kavana in the whole tefillah, you're not yotze. Another place, the Rambam's mashma, it's only be'avos. So Chazon Ish says that there where the Rambam says that kavana is one of the things that's ma'akiv in tefillah, And he doesn't say Dafkin Avos. He was Somech on his the halacha later on, where he says that it's only in Avos that's Ma'akiv. So Rambam says Kavana is something that's Ma'akiv in Tefillah. Where it's Ma'akiv, I'll tell you later. So there's no steer in the Rambams. It's a very simple Rambam. The Rambam is telling you in general what things are Ma'akiv Tefillah. Kavana is one of them. I didn't say specifically Kavana in Avos. That's because later on he's Mefarish. He goes into detail of where that Kavana is Ma'akiv in Tefillah. That's the Chazon Ish. Reb Chaim Brisker has a famous vort over here in this Rambam. He holds the Rambam Sosra himself. One place the Rambam says clearly Kavan is Ma'akiv in the whole Tefillah. And in one place the Rambam says only in Avos. He says two kinds of Kavanas. One Kavana is like you're standing in front of the Melech. That is the Iker Kavana of Tefillah. That's the Metzias of Tefillah. That you're standing and speaking to the Rabbanu Shalom. If you don't have that Kavana, it's not Tefillah. You're not davening. It's not you're davening without Kavana. That's not called that. That's called talking. If you're not thinking that you're talking in front of the Rabbanu Shalom, then you stop talking. So that's not called Tefillah. Tefillah is not talking. Tefillah is talking to the Rabbanu Shalom. So that Kavana is Ma'akiv in the whole Tefillah. If you don't have Kavana, the whole Tefillah, you're standing and talking to the Rabbanu Shalom, then you're not davening. The Kavana, the other Kavana is Kavana for the words, whatever the other kinds of Kavana. Kavana that you're not thinking about something else, whatever, while you're talking to the Rabbanu Shalom, right? That Kavana is only Ma'akiv in others. Okay. That's the Reb Chaim Brisker. But many Achronim learn that there's no stir in the Rambam, and there's no halacha that you have to even think that you're speaking to the Rabbanu Shalom to be Ma'akiv the Tefillah. The Kavana is Kavana, and if you're not Mechavan and the rest of Shmon Esra, you're Yotze, no matter what Kavana you don't have, and in Avos is the Iker, and we'll see even there, but the evidence, okay. The Meiri says that Bismaneinu, when we don't have that much Kavana anyway, so even if you daven the whole davening without Kavana, you're Yotze, and you don't daven again. The Shulte HaGiborim says it's a machlokas, whether you daven again, if you daven without Kavana, and it depends what the halacha of tefillah below Kavana is. What's the status? If tefillah the Kavana is pshat, you didn't daven at all, it's a bracha levatola. Right? It's mamish, like you're saying these brachas for no purpose. Then, what's it called? Davening again, and taking the risk that you're going to daven again without Kavana, because anyway we don't daven with Kavana, is taking risk of saying a bracha levatola. But if davening without Kavana is davening, it's just not ketikuna. It's not the proper kind of davening, but it's not bracha levatol. You daven to nice, right? So it's not like a bracha shena tzricha. It's a bracha shetzricha, except you didn't do it with Kavana. So you're missing one of the tnayim that makes you being yotze, the mitzvah of tefillah. But lemaisa, tefillah it is, right? It's no worse than saying shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom. So you said, what's it called? Shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom. And these brachas are not bracha shena tzricha. They're bracha tzricha, right? Except you didn't say it the way that you yotze the mitzvah. So then the halach is daven again. What's going to hurt? Bracha levatol is not going to be. Maybe this time you'll be mechaven. If you're not, so you said two shmon esrays without kavan. The tour in the Ramah say that bisman hazeh also we don't go back because of chosur kavana, because who said you're going to be mechaven the second time either? And mistama they hold that it would be a bracha levatolah if you daven without kavan the second time. The Mishnah Brura brings down that there are those that hold that's only if you are Messiah in the Tefillah, or you're Messiah at the Gibor. But if you remembered in Atta Gibor, you started Atta Gibor, right, and you remember that you didn't have Kavan in Avos. Okay, it's only talking about Avos, because the rest of the Tefillah but the Evan Yotze. So it's an Avos. If you didn't have Kavan in Avos, right, do you say Shmon Esrei again or not? So if you already said more brachas, then there's a chash that you're going to say, what's it called, the brachas levatol. But if it was only in Avos you didn't have Kavana, right, so then to say Avos again, just one thing again, right, Lechora, that shouldn't be a problem. Because that one you didn't have Kavana in altogether, in that one bracha, Mestami Kimmechav. So there are those that say that if you remembered already in Atta Gibor that you didn't have Kavana in Avos, you start Avos again. The Chayodim says even that not. Right? We're so bad off that that even then we're not sure that even you could say Avos again with Kavana. Right? You may forget it again with Kavana. And the Mishnah Brura says there's an Eitzah what to do. If you have that situation, you're starting out to Gibor, and you realize you didn't really have Kavana in Avos, you should wait till the Shliach Tzibur starts Chazoras HaShatz, have Kavana to be Yotzei Avos with him, and then daven together with him till the end of Shmoneh Esrei. That way you have Tzila B'Tzibur. You've said Avos again through the Shliach Tzibur, and everything is fine. Okay, let's go on. Huh? What? You're going to miss Kedusha, what? Say it with him. You're going to say the Shmoneh Esrei with him and Kedusha too. Okay. Amru Elva Rabbi Chanina. Minani Milei. How did Rabbi Chanina know this? That there's such an inyan that if your tefillah is not shgura b'thiv, it's a simen that the tefillah is makubal or not. Amru Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Omar Kroa Bore Nivs Fasayim, Shalom Shalom Larachov, Velakorov, Omar Hashem Urif Fasiv. Okay, Rashi, what does that mean? Bore Nivs Fasayim. Kishahaniv Bori Ba'adam. When a person, Niv is his speech, when the speech is healthy and it comes out, what's it called? Good, as Muftach Ala Shalom, then Shalom Al Yisrael. But if the Niv is not healthy, if it's not done fluently, then it's not shalom. Then you know there's going to be problems. That's how the Mishnah knew from this pasuk that if you don't, your davening isn't fluent, then it's problematic. The Marsha says that what's it called? The borei niv sasayim shalom shalom la korov vela rochok. What's it? La rochok la korov. So he says what it means is like this. There's a rachok and there's a karov. There's the niv karov, that's the davening that you're davening right next to, that's with you, part of you. And then there's the one you're davening for, he's far away, that's the cholah. So when it's what's it called, niv svasayim, goes fluently, then there's shalom, when there's shalom in the nearby thing, that's the tefillah, then there's also shalom for the rachok, for the cholah. Okay, let's go on. Okay, now since we mentioned this pasuk, we're going to speak about a lot of agadata that has to revolves around this pasuk. Om Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Om Reb Yochanan. Kol ha-Nevi'im kulam lo nishnabu ele le-Meisi bito le-Tamad Chacham, ula-Ose pragmatia le-Tamad Chacham, ula-Mahana Tamad Chacham min-Echosav. Aval tamidei chachomim ha-Atzman, ayin lo-Ros Elohim zu-Vasecha, yase le-Mechakelo. All the Nevi'im, right? And again, the reason why this is here is because in a little while we're going to connect this in to that pasuk of Shalom Shalom. So all the things that have to do around that till we get there, right? All these Agadata was said together. So the parts that have no connection over here were schlepped in because there's a part that in this drasha that has a connection to the pasuk that we mentioned before. So all the Nevi'im, all the things that are mentioned in the Nevi'im, all the schar that a person will get that's mentioned in the Nevi'im, that refers to a person who marries his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, or does business with a Talmud Chacham, and or a person who gives a Talmud Chacham money and supports it. Aval Talmidei Chachamim Atzma, but Talmidei Chacham themselves, Ayin Lo Ros Elokim Zu Vasecha Yaseh Mechakela. But the schar that a Talmud Chacham himself gets, that's something that no eye ever saw. That's beyond the comprehension of the Nevi'im. Okay, let's just learn it, and if we have to, we'll go over tomorrow some of the inyanim here. The Omer Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rav Yochanan. Right? Again, it's all from Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rav Yochanan. So they were all said together at the same time. Kol ha-Nevi'im kulam lo nishnabu el li'imos ha-Mashiach, aval olam ha-bo, ayin lo ros Elokim zu vasecha. What's mentioned in the Nevi'im, all the schar that the Nevi'im mentioned, that is for Yimos ha-Mashiach. But olam ha-bo itself, that's not mentioned by the Nevi'im, that's something that's unmentionable, that's beyond comprehension. Okay? U'pliga de Shmua. And this, which Rav Chiya said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it argues on Shmua. Right, that poor people will never stop being as long as it's this world. And that even includes Yimos HaMashiach. So Shmuel holds there's no difference between Olam HaZeh and Yimos HaMashiach except the ikur difference is that we won't be meshubah to the nations of the world. But therefore, all the miraculous things that the Nevi'im were mishnabe were not for Yemos HaMashiach. Because according to Shmuel, Yemos HaMashiach is not going to be so miraculous. So therefore, that which Rabbi Chiya said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that all the Nevi'im, everything in the Nevi'im, is talking only about Yemos HaMashiach, but not about Olam Haba, doesn't go according to Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, the things that the Nevi'im said were not for Yemos HaMashiach. Va'om Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, om Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha-Nevi'im kulam l'shnabu ala bali tshuva. What the Nevi'im saw, right, is only for bali tshuva. Aval tzadikim gemurim, ayim lo rosa lakim zlosech. Right, but for what's going to be for tzaddikim gemurim, that's beyond what the Nevi'im saw. Upliga de Rav Avoh, and this argues on Rav Avoh. And now we're getting to the reason why we brought all this down. Da'om Rav Avoh, mokum shebali tshuva omdim, tzaddikim gemurim enam omdim. That a place where bali tshuva stand, even tzaddikim gemurim can't stand there. Meaning that bali tshuva are greater than tzaddikim. So that which Rav Chiya said in the name of Rav Yochanan, that the Nevi'im only saw what schar is going to come to Baal Tshuva. But the schar that comes to what's it called, to Tzadikim Gemurim, that already is beyond the schar of a Baal Tshuva. So that argues on what Rav Avoh said. Because Rav Avoh said that the opposite, Baal Tshuva are greater than Tzadikim. So if the schar for a Baal Tshuva, a Tzadik, can't be greater than the schar of a Baal Tshuva. Because Adarabah, the schar of Baal Tshuva should be greater than a Tzadik. Shenemar, how do you know that a Baal Tshuva is greater than a Tzaddik? And here is the connection to our sugya. Shalom, shalom, la rochok v'la korov. Right? The Rabbanu Shalom wishes shalom first to the one who is far, and then the one who is close. La rochok bereisha, to the far one first, to the Baal Tshuva. V'hadr la korov, and only after that to the korov. So you see that the la rochok is more choviv, right? He is mentioned first, the Baal Tshuva is mentioned before the Tzaddik. Rabbi Yochanan, what is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with that? He holds that tzaddik is greater than the Baal Tshuva. My rachok, show you rachok, midvar aveira mikara. Right, rachok doesn't mean the one who was far. It means the one who was far away from aveira to begin with. That's a tzaddik. So he's the one who's mentioned first, the tzaddik. My karov, what's karov? Not the one who's close, meaning a tzaddik. Show you karov lidvar aveira v'nisrachimeno. The one who was close to an aveira and then went away to it. That's the Baal Tshuva. So according to him, the order is the opposite. First the tzaddik, then the Baal Tshuva. And according to, what's it called, Rebbe Avohu, right, the pshat is different. Rachok is a Baal Tshuva and Korov is a tzaddik. My ayin lo rosa, what does it mean, ayin lo rosa? Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, zeh yayin ha-meshumram bi'adov ha-meshes bereshes. That is the wine that is guarded within the grapes from Sheshes Yemei Bereishis, which is a euphemism for the Schar of Olam Haba. What's it called? All of this, Amitz Hashem, we will go back over tomorrow and see what it's a lot of interesting things here. So it's Kedai not to skip.